Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday night, and it's midnight on the East Coast. We've got 9 o'clock Pacific time. Every Tuesday night, we bring you the Inside Hour. We talk about some various things from health science and government cover-ups to what's in the news and providing commentary. I think this week we're going to talk about Obama evades AIDS origin scandal. Yep, if you've been paying attention to the news this week, you know that our presidential candidate, Barack Obama, has gotten a lot of grief over what his minister said during one of his sermons. That is, that the AIDS virus is man-made and is a genocidal weapon. Well, I wonder whose thesis he's taken that from. At any rate, we'll talk about that tonight on the Inside Hour. I want to, first of all, give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Thanks so much for all the awesome things that you're constantly providing us, from the magnificent water that we're drinking to the air that we're breathing and the food that sustains us. We thank you for the listening audience. We ask for a special blessing and anointing and power on everyone listening tonight, Heavenly Creator, because it's a time of great need and urgency. It's a time that the prophesied plagues have struck, and it's a time in which the diseases are rampant. It's a time when we need protective angels around us all the time, because it's a dangerous time, Heavenly Creator. It's a challenging time in which the baby boomers have to face their own demise, and it's a time in which, beyond the economic strife and crisis, we've got a lot of people who are concerned about everything from their jobs to how to bring up their children in a world free of vaccinations. So we ask you for a special blessing and anointing of protection over everyone listening, that we may continue to serve you to the best of our ability and be sustained and uplifted in your joy and your power and your love. And that especially the words tonight that I render are reflective of your glory and your blessing. In Yahshua's name I praise you. Thank you for everything that you give us. Amen. So I want to also give it up, Heavenly Creator and folks listening. I want to give it up to the people who sustain us and support us every week on the Inside Hour. Don Newsom, and we totally thank the Newsom family for putting together this wonderful network, bbsradio.com. If you haven't told your friends and family about it, please do that. It's about $2 a month that you can gain access to all the archives, and there's a lot of wonderful archive files just on the Inside Hour alone that you'll be blessed to listen to. Last week we talked about this new incredible product called Oxy Silver. If you haven't gone to www.oxysilver.com, you should do that. You should become aware of the fact that the Creator is always blessing us and never leaves his people, his faithful, out to lunch. And out on a limb, we've been blessed with the revelations of how to develop the divine technologies in the water science. It's all about water. Water in the book of Genesis, I've talked about numerous programs that you should listen to the archives about. They're listed in the archive of Inside Hour on BBS Radio, talking about water in the beginning, in Genesis 1 through 6. At the same time there was the Creator, there was the water. And so the water science is vitally important for us to understand and grasp the spirituality and divinity of this hydroelectrified medium, H2O. We've talked about the concert for the 144,000 in Revelation 14, 1 through 6, where it talks about the singing of a new song with a new tone, with a new frequency of love into the waters of the planet. Well, this product called Oxy Silver is water with some silver. And if you know anything about silver, it's one of the most electroconductive elements in the periodic table, along with gold and copper. And that combination of silver and water is miraculous, especially when you begin to deal with the nanotechnology of it and the sacred geometry of it, and you begin to understand the hydrosonic capability of water that it carries. It's a carrier, it's a transmitter, it's a superconductor. The universal solvent solves all the problems. It has consciousness, as Dr. Emoto tells us, and shows us, and proves to us. It delivers messages to you. It responds to prayer. Your unique personal prayers are answered through the water, the living waters. And so if you go online to live, L-I-V-E, H2O.org, you'll see that we've seated on the internet a wonderful concert. The Big Experiment is scheduled for summer solstice, June 19th through the 21st, 2009, where we will sing divinely in 9 venues around the planet with an online internet connection and network to an online temple that has already been created, and that's just a matter of this week, if I can get some time, we'll be putting it on the internet on the same website, livehto.org, where you can expect on that date, June 19th to the 21st, 2009, you can expect at least 144,000 voices to be joining us on the internet and being broadcast in 9 venues internationally. Uganda has already come online. We're still awaiting to hear from our brother Wolfgang up in Toronto for the securing of Niagara Falls State Park on the Canadian side. We've gotten people who have called us in recent weeks about setting up venues in Seattle as well as Los Angeles. And, of course, on the Big Island of Hawaii, where Reverend Roxy Hampton and I will be, that you can be sure that we'll have a concert there, whereby we're going to bless the planet's waters, you see. The concept is, in this trying crisis period in human history, the opportunity that comes out of this crisis is that we recognize, be humbled by, the fact that we don't know everything. And as we listen to medical deities and our political prostitutes who are simply whoring for the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrial cartel, that the reality is that we've done it wrong. We haven't followed the laws, and we haven't followed the will and the way of the Creator. And so to get it right, what we really need to do is shut the mind down, shut the egoic, egocentric, fearful, greedy mind down, and open up that blessed, loving heart from which intuition and spiritual intention flows for love, not hate. And so that this is the frequency, the channel by which we need to tune into and communicate. And the best way, the medium by which we can communicate that, given the fact that we're about 85% of that holy spiritual fluid, that Holy Spirit-filled temple that we have, the body, the human body, is about 85 or 6% water when it's well hydrated. And again, in the beginning, there was the Creator, the water, even before the Word. So that means, in essence, that we are about 85% creative juice. We are 85% temple of the living God. And so that water, which connects us in the hydrated atmosphere, the environment is full of water. Even if you've got a high-pressure system, you still have hydrated air. And that connects us to the oceans. And, of course, the oceans connect us to the space, and all of space, NASA scientists proved about the year 2000, 8 years ago, is full of water. The entire cosmos is full of water, folks. And so to connect us and our human bodies, our spirit-filled temple, and align it with the electromagnetic frequency of divinity through the living waters of the world, we need to sing a new song. And that's the song that Revelation 14, 1 through 6 talks about. And that this time is coming shortly. Next year, we'll do the experiment, whereby the purpose is to literally bless the waters, to create a virtual homeopathic of love, to fill the oceans of all the planet with love, and do a virtual baptism for the planet. That's what John the Baptist was all about. That's why he dunked Yeshua the Messiah in the water, because it's through the water that we get back in touch with completely this electromagnetic spirit of divinity, that through which the Holy Spirit power of divine love and miraculous healing flows. So, you know, God bless America. God has blessed America. It's about time America blesses the Creator, and that's one of the things that we're doing, is we're setting up the concert to do that, to call out in praises and glory, to sing a new song whereby 144,000 humble servants of the Creator will gather on the internet and in 9 venues around the world next to large bodies of water to raise the frequency vibration in the voice of humanity, to be calling to divinity for our salvation, our physical salvation and spiritual evolution. And that, what it's going to take is the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, where then we create not simply a homeopathic in the medicinal sense, but a global baptism in the spiritual sense. And you're talking about a rapture or an uplift, a spiritual uplift for the spiritual renaissance. If I had to put money, if I was a betting person, I would put money on that date as something miraculous is going to happen for those of us who have ears to hear and eyes to see and a heart open up to receive this great love, this great blessing. So I want to also thank the financial sustaining organizations that keep us on the air and keep us with our ministry operations going. So one of them is Healthy World Distributing or HealthyWorldStore.com. It's easier by the remembering of HealthyWorldStore.com. You can go online to Healthy World Store and you're going to see this website grow. It's growing already. And that the number of new items you can see and hear, segments from my various CDs as well as videos. You can get the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, healthcare equipment, all the wonderful things and lots of connections and links to the websites that educate you to provide the edification of the congregation. That is the uplift in the education of the knowledge, the understanding of how the Creator works in us and in all of life to bless us, not curse us. So that's through Healthy World Store. I want to thank the organization itself, and I want to thank every single one of you that have purchased books and tapes and DVDs and healthcare equipment and healthcare products. Featured products include what I have every morning for breakfast is Green Harvest. After a quart of pH-adjusted drinking water, that's what I do. It's an ideal meal substitute. It's the first in meal substitutes. It's awesome if you want to lose weight and you want to eliminate your hypoglycemic tendencies. That is, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you're hypoglycemic, you get antsy and irritable, and you get stressed out, and you don't know why. It's a blood chemistry issue, and if you want to balance that blood chemistry beautifully, get on Green Harvest, one of the many, many wonderful products that's on HealthyWorldStore.com. Thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group for everything that they've contributed in terms of the education and the knowledge dissemination for humanity's uplift, edification. So those organizations need your support and greatly appreciate your support, as I do, and it keeps us going. So in the news this week, let's get on to the subject at hand. News this week, if you remember, if you were paying any attention, every single major media covered the fact that the minister, Reverend Wright, who is Barack Obama's minister, had been preaching about the fact that the AIDS virus is a genocidal weapon aimed at the black folk. Well, we put out a press release, a little sharing and story and feature that we've sent around the internet, and if you're not on our mailing list, you're negligent. You need the information. You need the connection. Go online to HealthyWorldStore.com and put in your email address therein, and then you'll be receiving features and press releases like the one that I'm about to share with you. So Obama does the AIDS origin scandal. He basically distanced himself from his long-term friend and colleague and his minister confidant. And so this is a story that deals with Obama's evasion of the AIDS origin scandal. He denies evidence of genocidal conspiracy to save his candidacy. Barack Obama's critics, and as a result of it, are questioning the candidate's sudden break from this long-term minister confidant, Jeremiah Wright, who preached, as I mentioned, HIV/AIDS is a genocidal conspiracy administered by Anglo-American population controllers. The transparency of this racial and political hypocrisy affords us, we Americans, a rare view into a closet of skeletons Washington wishes to ignore. Speaking for the media's mainstream, ABC News senior national correspondent Jake Tapper wrote in the March 14, 2008 edition of ABC News, quote, "Let's just say it. Some of Reverend Jeremiah Wright's theories and sermons have been, well, shall we say, out there. Like, for instance, the notion that the U.S. government started the AIDS virus. Obama quickly covering the apparent skull and bones with a transparent drape said, I vehemently disagree and strongly condemn the statements that have been the subject of this controversy," end quote. Right-wing opportunists like National Review journalist John Hendricker balked as though the candidate exchanged a pink elephant for an AIDS skeleton. If a reader had to rely on Obama's post, Hendricker wrote, he would have no idea what statements are at issue. Hendricker, with Claremont Institute's conservative policy think tank, continued, what I'd really like to know more about, though, is Wright's position on the AIDS virus. He writes that we started AIDS. What is that supposed to mean? Are we to believe Obama's aversion to details, along with Hendricker's oblivion, is sincere, when the details on Wright's position on AIDS has been plastered all over the Internet for years? Hendricker answered his own lame question by writing, quote, factually, it's incorrect. I believe that AIDS originated in Africa, insinuating that this closet of skeletons was built by stupid, dirty black people in jungles swarming with germs. Moreover, since when does a belief evidence a fact? Civilization once believed the world was flat. Hendricker's monologue transitioned into his sleight-of-hand routine. Here, Obama's elephant and Washington's skeletons suddenly disappeared. It's possible that the claim that, quote, we started AIDS, end quote, is intended as an indictment of the, get this, he wrote, San Francisco bathhouse culture that did so much to spread the disease? But he said, I've seen no indication that this is what Wright has in mind. Now, folks, listening, stay focused on this right-winger's hand as he applies his magical skills. Here's his quote. In any event, San Francisco didn't start the virus. I don't know how to interpret this claim that we started the disease as anything other than an endorsement of the fable that the CIA invented AIDS in a laboratory so as to kill off American Africans. End quote. Now, here's the rub. This is the rub that compels the political aversion and the magical disappearing acts that I just cited. That fable that the CIA invented AIDS in a laboratory is materially evidenced. Now, the AIDS virus obviously originated in African chimpanzees. Everyone knowledgeable about HIV knows that. But follow the chimps and the money, and they'll lead you from Africa to New York, thanks to jet planes and the researchers working for the United States military, the National Cancer Institute, and health agencies directed by the CIA, according to scientific documents, government contracts, and whistleblower testimonies. Who says that? I do. The man most responsible for substantiating the, quote, fable. It was not called AIDS or HIV at that time. It was a cancer virus production and biological weapons development program involving vaccine experiments. This is why Washington insiders quarantine this subject like a plague. Now, you know, folks, I have a Harvard public health degree, and that I did most of my research for the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola in the dungeons, we call it, at Harvard, the basement of Harvard's Countway Public Medical Library, School of Public Health. That's where I did my research. That's where these documents can be found. Most of it's public access. By the grace of the Creator's blessing, I was able to dig up a few things that most normal people can't get. But I was able to get them by miracle. So based on all the science, the political reports and the historic facts and the covert intelligence underlying AIDS coming to America by way of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, I can tell you that this is not a fable. Now, zero candidates have the decency and integrity to discuss how American researchers working under military and NCI contracts used chimpanzees from Africa, gay men from Greenwich Village, New York, Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York, and natives from Central Africa between 1972 and 1974 to produce the first hepatitis B vaccines. The main contractors included Litton Bionetics, intimately linked to biological weaponry through the Nixon White House, and the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the world's leading vaccine maker, whose president, George W. Merck, directed America's biological weapons program. Now, for nearly a decade, the website www.originofaids.com has provided details and documents of these experiments for free. I should know. I created that website to be for free, to disseminate this important knowledge, including the scientific publication in Elsevier's respected peer-reviewed journal Medical Hypothesis. This article that's available there that you can download for free creates more liability for the U.S. government agencies along with the Merck Pharmaceutical Company than politicians like Obama care to discuss. This best explains Washington's damage control rhetoric and political theatrics. Now, the 100th monkey, forgive the pun, has been reached. More than 3 million Americans have become aware of the truth that candidate Obama and the rest of his ilk are avoiding, thanks to the Internet, particularly YouTube, Google, and these websites that we've been posting over the years. Not only does the documents that I've posted establish the roles American politicians and agencies, including the CIA, played in advancing AIDS as a population-controlling weapon, I share with you in the documents show why drug companies and the CIA, controlling federal agencies, suppress potential cures for AIDS. Talk about demonic. It's bad enough that they give us this garbage and cause the immunosuppression and the intoxication by which we're killed prematurely, not according to the Creator's law, according to man's lunacy. But they're covering up, literally suppressing the cures. Oxygenation therapies is one. Chemotherapies using tetrasilver tetroxide, totally safe and tremendously powerful. Product called Tetrasil. You can get that on Healthy World Stores, a skin broad-spectrum antimicrobial. You've heard me talk about on this show how that one product should be in everyone's medicine cabinets in case you get scratched or cut with anything. Don't need to get a tetanus shot. You get Tetrasil. Wash it off with soap and water. Keep it clean and put a little bit of Tetrasil. Don't use a lot. Cover it, bandage it so you don't stain your linens because the silver will stain your linens. And then you don't ever have to worry about an infection getting on your skin. This thing called MRSA, the multiple antibiotic-resistant strains of staph and strep, all these new antibiotic-resistant germs would be non-existent if we use both Tetrasil and the new silver oxygen hydrosol called OxySilver. By the way, We had a win last week. Of course, I remember sharing with you that last Tuesday night I was about to do Coast to Coast with George Norrie. George is a wonderful human being, a tremendous host on Coast to Coast, and I know him from way back in his days in St. Louis before he was Coast to Coast host. And George really did a wonderful program for 3 hours. The interview went very, very well, and one of the things that happened is I talked a little bit about OxySilver, and I recommended that people go to www.oxysilver.com to get information, including the scientific research that proves exactly what I'm telling you, that we wouldn't have multiple antibiotic-resistant strains of anything if we used OxySilver. We wouldn't have vaccinations. We wouldn't have immunization toxicity. We wouldn't have autistic spectrum disorder. We wouldn't have the plagues of cancer and autoimmune diseases linked to the vaccinations, the foreign RNA, DNA, foreign proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine, fetal serum, monkey, kidney tissues, all that garbage being injected into humanity's bloodstream. No wonder we need the concert for the 144,000 so that the Book of Revelation prophecy that once again, after all is said and done, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, our bloodstreams, being associated with the healing of the nations. That's what's called for here, folks. We've got to purge the toxins from our bloodstreams and let that crystal clear water once again flow through our Holy Spirit-filled temples. Well, go to www.oxysilver.com and you'll be totally uplifted and blessed by that knowledge. Here is a water-based silver, molecularly structured and covalently bonded. That is, the silver atom is covalently bonded to the oxygen atom in the water. A miraculous feat for modern science and an evolutionary step in our advancement towards having a healthy world. So this has been suppressed. This whole field of study has been suppressed. That is, that there's this field of water research that is called oligodynamic hydrosols and silver hydrosols. This could totally eliminate not only the AIDS virus, because AIDS viruses, they don't like oxygen very much. They're anaerobic. You put an AIDS virus out in the air, it kills it right away. Well, that's what happens when you release the oxygen and expose the AIDS viruses to these oxygen molecules, and especially silver, which is a completely amazing transmitter, electromagnetic current transmitter, the most electrically conductive element besides copper in the periodic table. So whatever frequency resonance that you put into a water solution with silver in it, you're going to get, especially not a colloidal silver, folks. I'm talking about a nanotechnologically advanced silver, as in OxySilver. What you're going to get is an electromagnetic lift, transmission increase, dramatic, amazing transmission broadcast of the frequency signals that you're putting in. Now, so if you put in love, you're going to get a lot of love out of it. I wouldn't recommend you put in anything but love. But that's what was such a blessing in being on Coast to Coast and sharing with people www.oxysilver.com last week, was that we actually became Google's most popular website. That's worldwide. Can you imagine that? The OxySilver.com became the number one website for people searching for natural alternatives to intoxicating vaccines, following the government's first admission that the inoculations can cause autism. That also happened just about 3 or 4 days. It was, no more than a week before we went on Coast to Coast and mentioned OxySilver.com. The government had actually come out, if you remember from the news that week, that the mercury in the vaccinations induce autistic spectrum disorder in, they said, some individuals. I guarantee you it's a lot more than some. It's a heavy, heavy amount. It's not some rare case. We now have autistic spectrum rates that used to be in the 1 per thousands, now is 1 per approximately 67, according to the most recent data that I've looked at. The government hasn't gotten quite there yet. They're still saying that it's about 1 per 150, which is still hideous. We're looking at taking a rare, if at all present, illness affecting our children's neurology and mental capacity and causing, genocidally creating our children and our nation's future to be completely impaired mentally, emotionally, socially, communicatively. These children are incapable of having the connection in relationship because there's mercury sitting on their nerves, mostly. And, of course, if you want to try to get rid of that, it's a long-term, tedious process involving chelation and detoxification. You got to get rid of the mercury. We've talked a little bit about clays, bentonite clay taken internally, externally, baths that pull mercury out, all sorts of ways, homeopathics, sweats, ways in which you pull slowly but surely the mercury out of the body. So that's what's necessary in these poor, unfortunate children and their families and the parents who have to go bend over backwards and spend a fortune trying to find some sort of a cure for these poor children. So anyway, that's why it's so important that what we're talking about, the concept that we can substitute vaccinations. We don't need this hideous, traumatizing and intoxicating garbage anymore when we've got products like OxySilver. So classified government documents that I found during my three-year investigation with the help of persons working for the military and the scientific communities, and I want to go on record as saying I want to thank Dr. Robert Strecker. He's out there. He might be listening one of these days. We've been back in touch. We've been out of touch for years, and there's been so much interest in this issue that I've gotten back in touch with Robert Strecker and a real good dear friend of mine, Dr. Alan Cantwell. Dr. Cantwell has written a number of books that are, like my books, have been very, very forthright in articulating the scientific facts concerning the man-made and laboratory-created origins of HIV/AIDS. So I want to thank those folks. There are many people that have contributed to the blessings of knowledge in this area. And that the documents that I found with the help of these folks shows that the NCI, the National Cancer Institute, has kept almost all of this intelligence under lock and key. Get this. Allegedly for national security, a health science agency and organization is withholding science for national security? What's wrong with that picture? Well, what's wrong with that picture is that the reality is, and this came out in the year 2000 in the Washington Post, a reputable mouthpiece for the Central Intelligence Agency. They stated very, very clearly in black and white that the Central Intelligence Agency looks upon AIDS as a national security risk. And it's for more reasons than the population and the economic strife that it causes. Population reduction, economic strife in third world nations, considered national security risk. Well, yeah, that's all well and good, but there's a bigger, more important issue at hand, is that the National Cancer Institute, working under military contract and Central Intelligence Agency oversight, had created numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like biological weapons. And George W. Merck, overseer for the not only a Merck Pharmaceutical Company, but America's biological weapons industry, was intimately connected to the experiments using gay men in New York, children of mentally retardation in Willowbrook, and the blacks in Central Africa. And so you see, there's a real reason to maintain a hush and lock and key for national security on this issue. So besides reviewing scientific journals, I interviewed a lot of eyewitnesses, some of them from Bethesda, Uganda, everyone was evidencing related parts of this conspiracy. The covert operation included extensive military biological weapons program that developed, quote, synthetic biological agents, that is, laboratory-prepared viruses identical to HIV by description and function. And I'm not kidding. I've actually cited it on this program, and we've published it. You can go to www.inliesweetrust.com, and you can see on there some of the documents. Over the next 5 to 10 years, this is a quote, over the next 5 to 10 years, it will be possible to make a new infective microorganism that could differ in certain important aspects from any known disease-causing microorganism. And most important of these is that it may be refractory to the immunologic and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious diseases. End quote. United States Congressional Record, 1969, classified, withdrawn, secreted, thanks to Robert Strecker and Zers Miles. We have that document. So it gives us an indication of what really went down, so that the dismissal at one point, as being a Russian hoax, it was a Russian hoax, they said, that this whole concept, this fable, this conspiracy theory, this Russian hoax, was dismissed, and this American conspiracy really was further substantiated by the admission of Dr. Maurice Hilleman, Merck's recently deceased vaccine department chief. In a secreted interview that I made public on YouTube, you can go right to YouTube right now, put in the search, Merck, Chief, Vaccine, and you'll come up with Dr. Maurice Hilleman's about 10-minute interview in which he tells you he brought the AIDS virus into North America and contaminated monkeys destined for vaccine research and development at Merck. So I also disproved claims by the federal government's chief AIDS propagandist. His name, the infamous Dr. Robert Gallo, the alleged discoverer of HIV. Captured on film is Gallo at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver being confronted by yours truly. The segment shows Gallo being stunned and defensive at what I published in the Journal of Medical Hypothesis. Again, you can go right online to YouTube, put in Gallo, man-created AIDS, and you will get this approximately 10-minute segment from the 2.5-hour documentary, In Lies We Trust, subtitled The CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism. And you'll see exactly what I'm talking about Gallo becoming shocked, stunned, and extremely defensive. Now, in Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, you can get that book at healthyworldstore.com or at any other good bookstores that are out there. I showed that Gallo's scientific defenses, they are absolutely unsubstantiated and even ludicrous. Dr. Gallo claimed that he couldn't have created HIV with his colleagues before the mid to late 1970s. He has told audiences consistently, quote, we didn't have gene cloning capabilities until that time, end quote. Now, this defense, however, neglects Gallo's own earliest publications detailing cruder methods than gene cloning used to bioengineer viral mutants, recombinants of leukemia, lymphoma, and sarcoma by the late 1960s. This work was directed by the Army's sixth leading biological weapons contractor, Litton Bionetics Research Laboratories. Their NCI contract, National Cancer Institute contract, commissioned them to produce and test these unprecedented immune-suppressive viruses ideal for population reduction through profitable chronic disease progression. That is the enterprise of disease control. Of course, I'm referring to the Centers for Disease Control. In fact, they should be renamed the Centers for Disease Creation. Notice, they used to be called Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Notice the prevention and cure is subject to elimination and subversion. More recently, I produced, as I mentioned, a feature-length documentary condemning the Department of Homeland Security, the CIA, and Health and Human Services Television, 24-hour station now on Dish Network, broadcasting to those who can afford a $360 antenna. For issuing, they did, more AIDS and Ebola propaganda in their what was called History of Bioterrorism. And in lies we trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and bioterrorism, that is also now freely viewable in its entirety on Google Video. It was released by Tetrahedron Films. Tetrahedron LLC is that group that I thanked at the beginning of this broadcast for the sustaining support, the publisher of my books. Go online to tetrahedron.org and you can see what it is that Tetrahedron does, including have an articles archive so that all of the parents out there listening and grandparents who are concerned about your children can get understanding about vaccines and get information as well as documents to get out of the vaccine programs using your religious exemption waivers that are by law available to you in about 48 states. Now, the In Lies We Trust website, www.inliesweetrust.com, also provides incriminating documents therein that Washington insiders prefer to neglect. Now, I call these people mental midgets, really. If you think about them, that's really what they amount to. You know, this Jake Trapper, for example, this fellow from ABC News. Let me pull him up a little bit here. Let's see what he has to say. I'm looking at the internet here. Yeah, National Review, this guy, now Hendricker's from National View. ABC's Jake Tapper, author with Hendricker, of the allegations against and the condemnation of Barack Obama. They ignore, as Obama does, the evidence that vaccines prepared in African chimps were tested in America between 72 and 74. So these historic facts, albeit political dynamite, as well as the vaccine industry's neglected liability, is apparent even in the people who are condemning Obama. Now, due to the activism, and I have to share this because, I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. I don't get along with him at all. But his name is Boyd Ed Graves, and I got to give him credit. He's an activist who's been out there consistently trying to raise public awareness concerning this hideous tragedy of HIV/AIDS and the AIDS conspiracy. He's a researcher. He's HIV positive attorney. He says that he was cured from taking Tetrasil. He was involved in the study, the pilot investigations on HIV positive individuals of Tetrasilver tetroxide. He claims, and the company will not make a statement about it for obvious reasons of FDA regulation, but Graves claims that he was cured of HIV from taking Tetrasil internally. Now, he was the one that launched the U.S. General Accounting Office's investigation into the possibility that HIV/AIDS was constructed during the, quote, special virus cancer program beginning in the 1960s. I was the one who tipped him off through the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that there was a document therein a special virus cancer program flowchart that he submitted to the GAO and to Congress people to get them to initiate this investigation. And unfortunately, where we really disagree is that he considers that document a smoking gun. I don't. Their specious report, I'm talking about the GAO, the General Accounting Office's specious report, entirely neglected my recorded statements. They claimed that no one said anything that indicated that HIV/AIDS was developed in a lab. No experts, they said. I want you to know they interviewed me for about 3 hours. I've got it on tape. And they did not put one word of truth, not one word of my testimony, into that document. Now, this aversion to truth about the origin of AIDS is not exclusively American. 2 weeks ago, the International AIDS Community, hosted by the UN AIDS Secretariat to the United Nations Theme Group on AIDS working from India, considered censoring all such theories for lacking credibility, including mine. Now, as a member of their group, I kiboshed the effort by circulating a copy of my Medical Hypothesis journal article. Again, you can get that article right now online by going to www.originofaids.com and look in the article section. Therein you'll see an article that's titled The Polio Hepatitis Link, Hepatitis B Vaccine and Polio, how it's linked to this whole thesis of AIDS being developed via the hepatitis B vaccine. It's a very curious, very interesting scientific link that I published in the Journal of Medical Hypothesis, that if you're a scholar, you're an educator involved in HIV, AIDS, health science, if you're a physician, or if you're a healthcare worker, you should read that article. Pleading for more research, as I have done, and pleading for open discussions on this AIDS origin issue, noting that without a clear determination, one way or the other, the hepatitis B vaccine produced initially in chimpanzees, currently being given to our infants and children, might still be fueling the AIDS pandemic for all we know. Without science and without the research and without discussing this matter, how the hell are we going to know? So if this retreat by Obama doesn't indicate gross malfeasance, I mean only a grossly malfeasant, blindly biased sociopath would neglect this possibility. We're talking about millions of lives. And we have someone running for president and all the other presidential candidates who don't want to even consider discussing this matter. He won't even mention the word AIDS in his rebuttal to what Reverend Wright had mentioned. But for the sake of fairness, Barack Obama is not obviously the only American presidential candidate deserving the diagnosis of sociopathic menace. Well, there you have it. That's about all she wrote for this issue of the Inside Hour on the AIDS Barack Obama problem, fracas that's right about now dying out in the mainstream media. You know how the news goes. If you don't catch it within 24, 48 hours, it goes on to something else, and the distraction ends. By the way, and you've heard me mention this previously, the news is not happy 95% of the time. The reason for that is very clear. If you're a behavioral scientist and you understand what the media is being used as a propaganda tool to do, which is to create a culture mentality, a mainstream mind, a mass-mediated mainstream mind, a mentality that buys into pain, fear, and loss, and real or imagined threats to survival. That is the ego mechanism, folks. That's virtually a definition of the mission of the human ego. Now, at the beginning of the program, I mentioned briefly about that mechanism, kind of like cooling off, subsiding, retreating in this age in which world peace is being created and the spiritual renaissance is unfolding. And that the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O, is, in my humble opinion, honestly, our only hope. Our only hope lies in the Creator. And it is very, 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 very obviously clear, not only from the book of Revelation and from the book of Daniel, that we have to have a concert, that we have to sing a new song, that that song has got to be associated with the Living Waters. And for the crystal clear waters to once again flow through the rivers and streams, we've got to sing in such a way and in such a new frequency, vibration, resonance as to totally terminate the pollution, totally eliminate it, the toxicity. By the way, it's newsworthy. Again, last week you probably heard that of 20-some-odd cities that were evaluated, the researchers found that there were antibiotics as well as chemicals that were, you know, petrochemicals that were used in medicine mainly, polluting the water supplies. Well, again, that's what the beast is doing. And what we've got to do is sing a new song to clear that out. And that's what this whole concept is. And I honestly do not see, if you really sit down as a reasonable, rational, intellectual human being and figure out how are we going to get out of this problem that we're in. And the reality is that there's no way that you can maintain your egoic mind. That is the mechanism that the mainstream media news plays to. This focus on fear, this focus on greed, this focus on consumption rather than production. This focus on competition versus collaboration. This egoic mindset that has created this cult in which we are separated from each other, our hearts shut off, shut down, closed off from one another. There's no way that you're going to be able to eliminate that mechanism without divine intervention, and that divine intervention is a frequency vibration that's got to come through the living waters. So just like John the Baptist, in order to kind of like put the Messiah into hyperdrive and spiritual blessing, basically that's what we've got to do with the planet. We've got to administer a global baptism. And the only way to do that is by resonating the waters in a love frequency tone, in a frequency vibration of 528 hertz. Why do you think the Creator has blessed us with this knowledge, with this understanding of that the love is a frequency? Everything comes out of the musical mathematics. I mentioned the definition of who you are, and I'll close with this definition so that you get it. You are a digital, bioholographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming through the living waters of the cosmos, emanating from the heavenly throne. Literally, the kingdom of heaven is near. It's right here, and it's coming to us through the creative juice. This miraculous yod hey vav hey tetragrammaton molecular structure of water. So that's what we've got to do. So send out your prayers. Give thanks to the Creator for bringing us the revelations that we need in order to literally cause the purification and the edification of the congregation, the uplift of the living waters within each and every one of us. I want to thank again BBS Radio for bringing you the Inside Hour. Don Newsom, love you. Don, thanks. Seth in the studio at engineering, thank you. Reverend Roxy, we hope you're doing well. Tune into Reverend Roxy's program, by the way, Sunday night, folks. It's called Mission Possible, same time, 9 o'clock. And do not leave bbsradio.com because you're going to be blessed at the end of the Inside Hour with Don Nikoloff's excellent program. Always comes in. He's on five nights a week at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 in the morning, East Coast. So stay tuned for Don Nikoloff's program. And I think I'm going to be joining Don pretty soon, one of these days coming up soon. And that I want to thank also Healthy World Store. And again, request that you go online to Healthy World Store and buy something. Buy anything that you need. There's a lot of great stuff that you need. Save up for it. If you don't have the money right now, save up. You'll be doing yourself a favor, and you'll be doing our ministry and our entire organization a favor by supporting this kind of programming and the research, development, and work that we are doing on behalf of the Creator to bless and uplift humanity, to restore that which was stolen and broken. We're going to restore the planet. I'm very, very thankful for you joining us. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I look forward to speaking with you next week again on the Inside Hour.